Floor.
Thank you, Madam President. As the chairwoman of the Nobel Women's Initiative, I speak on my behalf and that of the five other women who received the Nobel Peace Prize and formed the initiative. I have to say that in today's world, we have a very pessimistic view of what is going on. However, here this week, on behalf of my sisters, I am choosing to have an optimistic view of what might come out of this review conference. We've been very heartened by the number of states, the overwhelming number of states, that have called for a GGE next year. That's terrific. However, if a GGE does not have a serious mandate with an end goal, it can be quite irrelevant, as we saw in the CCW review of the mid-1990s, when there was a GGE to look at landmines with a mind to amending Protocol 2 to ban the weapon. Nothing happened. As a result of the inaction in this body, we left and the mine ban treaty was negotiated elsewhere. Subsequently, the treaty banning cluster bombs was negotiated elsewhere. I honestly can say that we do not want to see that happen again. But we are serious about a need for a ban. Therefore, we take very seriously what is done in this body, not just this week, but next year. I've noted the repeated joy expressed by states here about the CCW because it supposedly represents an appropriate balance between military necessity and humanitarian concern. I find myself wanting to choke at that because so many of the protocols of the CCW have loopholes that allow the military to do what they want. If we look at the conflicts in the world today, we can not doubt that military necessity has obliterated humanitarian concern. In the case of killer robots, there is no military necessity at this point, as they supposedly do not exist. Therefore, there is nothing to balance unless states do not preemptively ban them and they move forward to develop and use killer robots. We hope that will not be the case. We hope that this body and its work next year through a GGE will seriously address this problem. And I would like to underscore the words of my colleague from WILF. The credibility of the CCW is pretty shaky if it does nothing meaningful to deal with killer robots. It will further harm the already shaky relevance and credibility of the body and the treaty. We hope sincerely to work with you all in a meaningful way to tackle these weapons before they are fielded and work together for a binding international treaty to ban killer robots. We don't want to have to go to Oslo, or probably not Canada anymore, some other state, to ban killer robots. Thank you.